Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is April the 15th and our Bible reading portion is from the second book of Kings, chapters 4 to 6. What do you have in you that God can bless? We read in 2 Kings chapter 4 verses 1 and 2 like this. A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves." So Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?" And she said, "Your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil." Elisha, who had until recently been pouring water on the hands of Elijah, was now a full-fledged prophet of Israel, doing an extraordinary ministry, being propelled by the double portion of the Spirit that God had anointed his master Elijah. What we read in this passage is just another day in the life of this powerful servant of God. He is approached by the wife of one of the sons of the prophets who had just experienced a crisis in her life. Her husband, one of the unnamed servants at large of Elisha, had died without setting his house in order, or in our terms, taking any life insurance. So his wife and his two sons would not suffer as a result of his demise. While he was alive, this man had raked up a huge debt since he had borrowed a large amount of money from a certain creditor or a loan shark and had not paid the debt back in time. Now that he was dead, his widow was afraid that this creditor would come and take her two innocent sons to be his slaves. What did Elisha do under these circumstances? Let us pay attention to what Elisha asked this widow. What do you have in the house? Elisha did not create any wealth for this widow out of thin air like a magician. Instead, Elisha directed her attention to think about what she had currently in her possession. Without a moment's hesitation, this widow replied that all she had with her was a jar of oil. As we read the next verses in this passage, Elisha asked the widow to borrow as many vessels as she could from all her neighbors and friends to contain the blessings that God was about to pour out in her life through an extraordinary miracle. Then she and her sons should get inside a room, shut the door for privacy, and then by faith start to pour out the oil in her jar into all the empty containers. God would then perform a miracle of replication, and the jar would tap into an unlimited, unseen source of oil that only God could create. She would be able to fill all the vessels in the room with oil and then use that oil to pay off her debt so that she and her sons could live in plenty in a land stricken by poverty. Many of us today are living in spiritual poverty, not knowing that God is more than willing to bless us with all spiritual blessings. Many are hounded by Satan and living in a perpetual state of fear and trepidation, being constantly reminded of their weakness and shame. In this context, the question that we need to ask ourselves is, what do I have in me that God can bless? Each of us has unique spiritual abilities in our lives that God has specifically gifted us. There is no one in this world that God has not gifted even one talent. We need to do a thorough soul searching and discover our ministry gifting today. Then we should lay our talent before God and ask Him to bless us so that God can make us a blessing in the life of others. Let us recall God asking Moses one day, "What is that in your hand?" Or Jesus asking His disciples, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." God will then use what we have to bless others around us and ourselves through a miracle. Are you willing to be blessed by God today so that you can be a blessing to others in your sphere of influence?